As countries around the world closed their borders last week, many travellers made a last-minute dash to get home to Australia. Queensland newspaper columnist Mike O'Connor almost didn't make it out of South America, but is now back home in Brisbane in self-isolation. Mike talked to reporter Veronica Matheson by phone about the drama he and his wife Donna Parkin faced in their final few days in South America. Before departure from Australia, Mike and Donna paid for Qantas return business class fares from Santiago to Sydney, but these were not honoured by codeshare partner LATAM.
Mike O'Connor, now you're just back from an amazing trip to South America and Antarctica, but it's had its fair share of dramas in the final days. What happened?
Well, fair share, that would be a reasonable description, Monica. Well, we were away for a month and everything went really smoothly. A few minor hiccups that you always expect, but everything was cool. And then the last stop was at Machu Picchu.
An amazing place.
Yeah. So we had two really great days there. And then we were due to fly out of Cusco. And on that morning, the Peruvian government announced it was shutting its borders at midnight. So we had fortunately, otherwise we might still be there. So we hightailed at the airport. And, the scenes there were reminiscent of the fall of Saigon, I suspect. Armed soldiers at the gates refusing entry to this huge crowd of people trying to push into the airport, refusing to let anyone through the gates who wasn't holding a current ticket or passport. Chaos and a lot of fear amongst a lot of people and frustration. Got away from Cusco and into Lima. That's when our problems started. The flight from Lima to Santiago on LATAM Airlines flight was an hour late. So we're late into Santiago, but looking at the time and thinking, that's okay, we've got 45 minutes to make our flight to Sydney, so we'll be cool. So we thought, a reasonable supposition, but not to be as it turned out. Headed straight to the service desk and said, passports, here we are, we just need our boarding passes. And that's when we struck problems. LATAM is supposed to be Qantas share partners, but we got messed around there for about half an hour, and I'm saying, we're going to miss the flight. And her response quite literally was, it's not my problem, you're with Qantas. With a few minutes to spare, she throws our passports down and says, gate C9, run. So we bells it off, but gate C9 is a 20-minute walk from the service desk and probably a 10-minute run, I suppose. So we took off and got there maybe 2 minutes after the flight was supposed to close.
Oh, what a nightmare.
And, they just shut the gate on us. And the aircraft then stood there for 20 minutes with the door open, but they wouldn't open the boarding gate. Well, it's not just us. There's another 13 people behind us and all heading to Sydney. So we went back to the service desk and said, well, great, we missed the flight. Oh, no worries. Here's a hotel voucher. We'll put you up for the night. Come back tomorrow. You're on tomorrow night's flight, 1:50 a.m. They said, come back at 9 o'clock. And I was getting a bit suspicious by then. So we went out there about 4 p.m. Boarding classes. You're not on this flight.
Wow.
I said, come on. We're holding two Qantas-issued business class tickets back to Sydney, $13,000 worth of round-trip airfare. They just, totally just stonewalled us. And I said, how many spare seats on the flight? There's none. The economy's full. So what about business? We're holding business class tickets. There's two left.
Ooh, you were lucky.
So, okay, that's good. There are our seats. No. You want to fly, you pay again. I said, okay, well, how much are we going to pay again? 7 million Chilean pesos, which is about $28,000 Australian. You want to fly, you pay. Otherwise, you stay. Really arrogant. So in the end, borders were closing all around us. DFAT had notices pinging on our phones as we were standing at the desk saying all Australian travellers should return home as soon as possible. This is our highest priority warning. The only thing missing was a gun to our head, quite frankly. So we folded, and I think, no doubt, we made the right call. We'd still be there.
You paid the $28,000 for a one-way fare.
Yeah, two one-way tickets. I go to Sydney.
Crazy.
And for that sort of money, you don't even get your luggage. We haven't seen it for a week. We still haven't got it.
And you've probably got some souvenirs tucked in your suitcase that you'd like to pull out.
Some souvenirs and some really, really dirty underwear and clothing, which is probably just will have to be burnt by the time we get it back. Spoken to Qantas and they've spoken to LATAM and promised to take up our case, and I've had a couple of phone calls from LATAM promising to look at it, but nothing concrete.
We're lucky, Mike, that you were able to pay the $28,000. I mean, hopefully you'll get that back at some stage from somebody.
I'd like to think I'd get it back from LATAM.
It's not just you. There were obviously many people that were affected.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my heart goes out to the people who are still stuck in Peru.
Certainly different times now, as I know you've done a lot of travelling. traveling, but have you missed many flights in the past?
No, I've never missed a flight. The only flights I've ever missed are ones that have been cancelled.
Now you're in self-isolation. How many days have you got to go?
Let's see, 9 to go.
9 to go. And you're usually a very social animal. Normally right now you'd be out celebrating with family and friends and relating about your amazing trip. What are you doing instead?
Pacing up and down. My wife and I have just about worn a hole in the carpet.
Mike, we've talked about the downside of the trip, and it sounds like it was a nightmare for a few days, but at least you're home now, and I guess there were some wonderful experiences along the way. Tell me about a few of those.
Well, I think probably the highlight of the month-long trip would unquestionably be, the Antarctic cruise out of Ushuaia. But that's not that I recommend the Antarctic expedition cruising to anyone who's thinking of it. That was a really great experience. It's just brilliant. You're in a rough crossing of the Drake Passage, which was interesting, and then absolutely perfect weather once we got up near the peninsula, just cruising through massive icebergs and going out in zodiacs every morning and every afternoon. A great experience. And I've got to say, well handled by Chimu, with whom we travelled. And we headed on, then we got back to Ushuaia and up to Iguazu and the falls there, which was great, and over to Rio, Buenos Aires, and as I said, up to Machu Picchu. So we had a good look at the South American continent, albeit, in the time it was available. And, it's a wonderful, wonderfully exotic place. Kind of ignited the desire to explore Patagonia at some point in the future and the Chilean fjords. Apparently that's just an incredible country and I've never been down that way. So we're kind of factoring in that we might like to do that maybe in a couple of years' time. The more you travel, the more you see them. You hear about things you would never hear of if you just stayed home. So we might get back there.
Now, you're a regular columnist with Queensland's Brisbane Courier Mail, so I'd imagine that in future weeks readers will be hearing a lot about your exploits.
Yeah, there have been a couple of stories already, and I've made reference to it therein. But I'm just hoping we get some resolution, because it's one thing being cooped up. I can cope with that, but just having the issue of trying to get some satisfaction is really frustrating.
What's the first thing you're going to do when your self-isolation ends next week?
Well, my wife's got a birthday in a couple of days, and I've got one in a couple of weeks, but I suspect there'll be no restaurants open to celebrate in, so I'll be sitting on the back deck, having a couple of coldies, I suppose.
That won't hurt. We'll all just hang in there.
Yeah, we're all on this together. There will be an end to it. At this point, we don't know when that's going to be.
Take care, Mike, and lovely talking to you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Veronica Matheson spoke to Brisbane journalist Mike O'Connor after his last-minute dash back to Australia from South America recently. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.